It's happening right now. Inside Out Radio.
Check, 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 check.
Here we go. And Liam's in here today. He's coming back from New York City, but we have the big boy Sam Demo with us.
I'm the white Liam tonight.
Just cooling out. Out in the studio.
Talking dirty.
It's the white Liam. You should just put that in brackets behind your whenever you DJ.
Willim.
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 Willim. Get it sounding really Muslim. Willim.
Hank.
Tight. Yeah, we're here. We're in the studio.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
You know what? Feeling really nostalgic. I miss being in this little room on Tuesday nights from 8 to 9.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Sam and Chirk used to do the show, and then Chirk moved to Toronto and they handed it off to us. So here we are, and Sam is back.
I'm back.
Sam is back doing things. How was your, you were just in Toronto, tell us about that.
Yeah, had a little vacation out to Ontario, to Toronto, visited some family, and then got to spend the second half in the city. In Toronto, having a great time.
Now tell us about Toronto. I mean, I haven't been there yet.
Toronto is like, if you were to take the beauty and of the environment of the West Coast and turn that into everybody knowing good music and collaborating on a scene, that's sort of what it'd be like. If you could say that, it's there's more people and there's more cool little hotspots. So. There's just more things to do.
Yeah, a good like handful of my friends have moved out there and they all seem to be loving it. Just, yeah, every weekend there's something to do. There's a big party and...
Well, even not even like a big party. There's like several small like functions.
I guess it just has like the environment to support good music and support things and people actually go out there to support.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, people in Vancouver like come out to support, but it's a smaller population that you're trying to draw from.
Exactly. There's not as many sort of, you know, there's a ton of DJs in Vancouver and there's some great music and scenes, but there's not enough people that are just out for the good music. So your like fan base or whatever is drawn thin across the big city.
Yeah, and then I guess to like permeate like the people who fill in the gaps of who are there are kind of randoms and yeah, I mean like people tend to have a good time in Vancouver, but whenever I talk to someone from Toronto who's out here or who's like living out here for 3 months or whatever, they're A, really surprised that I'm like born and raised here, and they're B, just like everyone falls asleep in Vancouver. No one really goes out.
Yeah, like I don't know, like when me and Chirk went out a few times, you know, we'd go out, went to like the Drake one night, went to some other club, and then you'd end up at like some after party. Like I think there's just more things going on.
Yeah, just in general.
Yeah.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah. More things. More things.
Things are good. There needs to be more things in Vancouver.
Yeah.
So what's your DJ schedule like for the next little while? What are you saying with that?
I took a job with Blueprint about 6 or 7 months ago, so I've just been designing full time.
You're like a big time graphic designer there.
I'm the junior designer. But anyway, and I kind of was like got to a point where I was DJing and I was doing so many gigs just to pay the bills.
Yeah.
And when you do that, you get to a point where you're playing music that you don't love per se, but you don't maybe hate.
Yeah.
And but you're paying your bills with that. And you get to a point where you're going to your DJ gig and you're like, I don't want to go and play records. And then, you know, this big stoplight comes ahead and you're like, whoa, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You don't want to go play music for people? Okay. Take a step back, reassess things. So now I'm playing a few gigs a month and like loving it.
That's like, tight, because yeah. You're doing what you want to do then.
Yeah. And I'm not worrying about like that $300 gig to pay my bills or buy some
or like or the manager breathing down your neck.
Yeah.
Telling you to turn it back down to like 90 decibels.
Or drinking everybody's drink tabs.
That's
and
fine.
And fighting with friends. No, that doesn't happen, but you know what I'm saying, like, you know?
No, I know exactly what you mean. No, that's really cool. That's cool that you did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you know any of events that are happening soon that are good that you want to talk about?
Well, yeah, on Friday night, there's a Fuck Cancer benefit that's at Celebrities.
Yeah.
And these girl DJs from Australia called Nervo are playing.
Why does that sound really familiar?
They opened up the after party with Autorotic and Felix Cartel at Venue after the Steve Aoki and Beaver show.
Oh, okay.
So I was questionable about what they were going to be playing, and by the look of them, you know, they're super dolled up blonde chicks, you know, looking pretty hot, you know?
But then you like, there's the old girl,
you know,
DJ adage.
You know what? they're Australian, and I should have known, because almost every Australian person that I know is so up to date on tunes. They just like no tunes. So these girls were playing like some cool techno house stuff. Like I was thinking, oh, we're gonna hear some like DJ Q edits and stuff, but no, man, they were getting deep.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's always nice.
It was good. It was very refreshing. So that's gonna be a fun thing to do on Friday at Celebrities. I know you guys have, do we have Jacques Green coming?
Yeah, we have Jacques Green coming on September 3rd at W2.
Oh, so a couple weeks
away. So yeah, like 2 weeks away. I think that's going to be a really, really, really amazing show.
Yeah, that he blew my mind at Bass Coast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone said that he had a good set there.
Yeah.
When I saw him play here at the Waldorf for the after party for some Red Bull thing, and he was just like playing tunes. He was playing like old UK garage stuff, like Anytime, and just like, yeah, it was pretty tight, so I'm stoked on that.
Yeah.
And like the whole playing at W2 is so dope because we like go a little later, so it's just like I can go deep, like we can all go pretty deep. Like I'm gonna play stuff like this probably at the next one.
Play some heavy shit.
Yeah, just stuff that needs to be played at like 4 a.m. and you can actually play it at 4 a.m.
Just like, okay, listening crowd, take your clocks and put them ahead 5 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Close your eyes and turn off the lights.
And then we'll have a party.
Do some ketamine. Let's get in this.
No.
speaking of ketamine.
You have some.
No. But at Bass Coast, we were talking to Phil, a.k.a. Jock Green, and he was telling us a funny story about some pretty awesome DJs that we all have their songs that love their ketamine. He's like, most DJs will come to a show and you start playing, and through the course of the evening, the tempo will rise to the point where you're like at 140, 150, like playing the wildest stuff, and you're like, whoa, settle down. These dudes are like the exact opposite.
I know exactly. Like, I can I guess who it is?
Who?
It's Wolf and Lamb and Soul Club.
Yeah. He's like, by the end of it, it was like 65 BPM, like molasses, like.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
Anyway,
they just had like a beanbag pillow in the back and were just like taking naps or something.
Yeah,
I saw them play here and they were all right. It was, I don't know, I think I expected more from them, but whatever. They make good music and
I love this stuff. I was upset I didn't see that show. That was the same night that HR was at the Commodore.
Oh yeah, so you had to be there.
There's no ins and outs. So I wanted to go there and then back, and then I got in and whatever.
Yeah, you were probably in just like a black hole of alcohol too.
Kenny Mac, Champagne Bottles.
I've heard about that. Anyways, what else is happening? Oh, Logan, aka DJ Beavis, is doing Players Club tonight at the Backstage Lounge with Lucas Warm, aka Alexander Slaughter, and Aaron. It's like,
is that like the
it's kind of like slushy, a slushy fan? But like not a slushy. It's like an emergency slushy. They apparently, all the bands dropped out on them. They were just like, you want to DJ? And they're like, yeah, we'll DJ.
Sweet.
I might go down there and play a thing or two. We'll see what happens.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds dumb.
Anyways, should I play music?
Yeah, let's play music. I'm sure they're bored of our voices by now.
It's true. Okay.
I want to get deep. Yeah.
Come on. I'm going to play music.
Yeah, dude.
doing it right now. Beams. Dr. Kentu just entered the building. Z is still techno fucking the mixer. We'll be right back.
Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
Thursday, August 18th, don't miss Sub Pop superstars The Obits on tour in support of their great new record, Moody, Standard, and Poor. Disappears and Hard Feelings will open the show. Doors are at $8 and $12 advance. Tickets can be purchased from Zulu, Red Cat, Scratch, The Biltmore, and Ticketweb.ca.
Friday the 19th, check out Mr. Heavenly with Waters and Guests. For the uninitiated, Mr. Heavenly combines Nick Thorburn from Islands and the Unicorns with Ryan Katner of Man Man and Joe Plummer from Modest Mouse in what can only be described as a kick-ass indie rock supergroup. This is an early show with doors at 7 and curfew at 11. $13 advance tickets can be snagged at Zulu, Scratch, Red Cat, The Biltmore, and Ticketweb.ca.
August 20th, come out to see and hear Vancouver's very own Young Pacific with the Parson Redheads and 41st and Home. This is your chance to catch three great up-and-coming bands on the rise. $10 advance tickets at Red Cat, Zulu, Biltmore, and Ticketweb.ca. It's an early show with curfew at 11.
Saturday the 27th, it's the Ghost House CD release party with guests The Rat Eye and Scort. This early show has an 11 o'clock curfew and tickets are $5 at the door.
For more information on these shows and other shows, get thee to the interweb and find BiltmoreCabaret.com.
The state of hip-hop right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now hip-hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting, like, more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a crowd. Draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables. I like where it's going, and I like, you know what I'm saying, the creative process that brothers is trying to take it to right now.
Rally Rails and Brendan Butter in the place to be. Crimes and Treasons Radio, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, CITR.ca, every Tuesday, 9 till 11.
Dynamite!
And we're back. We got Sam Demo going in. I went in before. We're all going places, specifically in. Enjoy.
Building, 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 building
sixth instead of her reach.
So cold. I ain't waited this hard since I was 18. Apologize if I say anything I don't mean. Like, what's up with your best friend? We get out, have some fun, believe me. And what's up with these new niggas? And why they think it all comes so easy?
But get it, why you here, boy? Cause all that hype don't feel the same next year, boy. Yeah. And I'll be right here in my spot with a little more cash than I already got. Tripping off you cause you had your shot. With my skin tan and my hair long. With my fans who've been so patient. Me and 40 back to work, but we still smell like a vacation. Hate your rumors, hate the bullshit, hate these fucking allegations. I'm just feeling like the throne is for the taking. Watch me take
all it. I care about is money in the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it. I'ma smoke until it's done. I don't really give a fuck and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older. Somebody should have told you. I'm on one, yeah. Fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one.
Two white cups that I got that drink. It could be purple, it could be pink. Depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit. Cause I'm on one.
I said fuck it, I'm on one.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. That was Inside Out Radio, Sam Demo. The song's awesome. Me, I played at the beginning. Inside Out Radio, hope you enjoyed. Peace.